Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Friday Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And the date today, in the States anyway, it would be May 6th, 2016. And here we go. And we're on Station 1. Excuse me, Station 2. And also Station 2 tomorrow. So same time, same station. So let's clear the date today for people. And kind of show your body's feeling. Sometimes the numbers from the date can attach to you. So if you do feel kind of strange at times on a certain day, you may want to Google what happened in our past history, what happened to people or what was done, you know, to people and the planet just to see what's going on in your life. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for today's date. So releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that sounds pretty good. Let's do it again here. I'm feeling some energy still. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do clearing here for people, maybe emotional stuff that could be going on or different things. So here we go. Releasing that energy. I would think of something naturally. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do that again for your emotional or physical problems. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll bring up the light beam on the monitor screen for you. Here we go. So naturally, you have peace energy coming to your room. You may feel very peaceful, calm. Here we go, coming to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more energy for you from the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So it should feel pretty good. I know there's some type of planetary stuff going on. Not too in tune with that stuff, but I guess now and you know to the weekend and Monday possibly could be some stuff happening that could be uncomfortable on the planet energy. So if you know about that, you want to jot something down, send it to us. Maybe we can do a clearing on a certain planet or star or whatever out there that could possibly help you. So we'll see what we get from people. And let's clear out aliens here. So here we go. 1, count to 100. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is heavy, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, still heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So you may feel aliens leaving your room, leaving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I guess 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Wow. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific, we're having our special call for people. This is to help to release from you the malfunctioning alien hardware that's around you. So this could be like things you can't see, like hydraulic hoses, hydraulic cylinders making your arms and legs work. Just all kinds of weird stuff that is way out of the box, but you should feel better afterwards, especially if you have something that's leaking. So that's happening. That's tomorrow, Saturday. And the next one that we're doing, the calls during next week on the conference calls, which are on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be doing enlistment for people. That's their, you know, wishing or liking to enlist in the time-traveling soldiers to help protect the planet here. And you'd probably be bi-located naturally and be in some outpost someplace. You may have recall, you may not, but that's available. And naturally, if you wish to de-enlist, if you do feel something, see something, and it bothers you, you can do that instantly. So you're going to be out of time doing this work. Still in physical form. So, we'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there, Ann, somewhere with the BBS microphone and headphones on?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Welcome especially to anyone who is new to the show. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. As Ron said, we have that special call tomorrow morning, where it's fixing broken alien hydraulics that are in us. And I just wanted to add that I wasn't sure what hydraulics even were, so I looked that up before, and it has to do with the fluid and water in our body and how it, well, in water in general. And then, so I guess one of the ways the aliens have been controlling us is through the fluid in our bodies. Is that about accurate, Ron?
Yeah, that's in a sense, yes. So we'll find out tomorrow. But yeah, that's one way to do that. It's also how they route things through our body, through hoses and connectors and things like that. So I think if you have a leaky garden hose in your lawn, you know, and it's been leaking for a long time, you're going to have a puddle underneath that. Well, one of those is leaking in your body with some kind of alien fluid in it, and it's causing an infection or maybe something that's being swollen. We could probably help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is way out of the box for most people, and I guess our show's out of the box anyway, but this is out of the box at the Beyondo helping you out. So we'll just see what happens.
Yes, and if you'd like to join us on that call tomorrow, you go to Ron's website, and the lower left side, you'll see a little button that says Donate. You click on that. It takes you to PayPal. You donate $30, and then you forward the receipt that you get from PayPal to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then Ron will send you a phone number to call and then a code that you dial in, like a PIN number, that will give you access to the call, and it's going to be about 2.5 hours. And we will be on the light ship. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Well, it'll actually be quarantine.
Quarantine, okay. And you'll probably charge some water for us, right? So we should have some glasses of water ready?
Yeah. So I sent out all the emails, so I'm up to date with them right now. So if you didn't get anything, send another email. But right now, I should be current. I didn't check it before the program here. So if you didn't get it, let me know. I'll be also checking tomorrow. And it's not too late to sign up if you just heard about it. Like Ann said, just do your $30 donation and send the receipt, and then put in the subject box, you know, the maybe the May 7th alien call or something like that. So I'll see that, and I'll send you over the phone number and PIN number to get on the call. And it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And you want to be on maybe about 5 minutes early so we can get the roll call of people and then have at it. We'll see what happens. And you may want to take some notes of what you're sensing, feeling. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, it was interesting to me that when you cleared out aliens, you mentioned, you probably forgotten already, but you mentioned, oh, that was heavy. And I was wondering if you would just address for a moment, you told us, oh gosh, was it 2 weeks ago already, I guess, that most of the aliens in Earth are gone. But I think we're still in a transition phase. You know, we get people asking, you know, are we still going to be abducted? Are we still going to have chemtrails? Are we still going to see flat bottom clouds? And I was wondering if you could just, you know, talk about that, how, you know, maybe we don't really know yet, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. The aliens that left are the aliens that were in bodies that looked human. And so those are the ones that were and have been causing problems to our planet. Keeping people, you know, in this prison planet, or on this prison planet, could be in it also. So that works both ways. So these ones were caught leaving through the vortexes that they have here. I saw, I forgot what town that was in. Maybe it was Seattle, but I saw one of these rings. That is, it's like sort of like a horseshoe sometimes. Some are like a really round ring, and it attaches two places to the ground. And these are maybe, you know, they look very large. Let's say maybe they're, 200, 300 foot in diameter. It's just a ring, and these are what they use for the stargates. So, you know, I don't have a name of what they're called. But that's also used. So what was happening is that these physical human-looking people that had the aliens inside of them, so they just put on the Earth suit, we'll call it, and they were leaving, not to get caught in what's going on with the planet for the cleansing process to get rid of the aliens and all of their genetic relatives here. So that we would have some peace. That's basically what it's about. Remember, if you just get rid of one person who's doing stuff, they could have genetics in their whole family line, and, you know, if they're living here, they need to get out of here also. It doesn't matter what age they are or anything else, that's what happens. But that process, happened, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, and I didn't see too many going afterwards. You're still watching them leave. If they do leave, they are in a sense, terminated because there's no need to have them around to go out in the universe to infect other places. So normally I want to keep them in some type of, I won't say quarantine, some type of prison cell or something so I can get intel, but it's not worth it at this time. So that's sort of what happened. So that, and also you probably felt the change of the energy, maybe on Friday, 2 weeks ago. So anyway, that's sort of where we are now. And most of these people, I would assume, are probably ones that are in control of our financial system here. Maybe other things too, but that's the main one that makes people suffer. So anyway, and also the planet destruction. But anyway, that's what happened. So those energies that were leaving, they were terminated. Whether the clone is brought back here again from some alien race, as the person still look like they're here, that could be possible too. But basically, that's what happened. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. And you asked before if people feel, you know, to let us know if people feel they're being, you know, kind of bothered by any planets. And we did have a response to that. But I had a thought it's Friday, and they say, I mean, I guess they say science says the day of Friday is ruled by the planet Venus, and I was wondering if you could maybe disconnect us from that planet.
Okay, here we go. So let's do Venus here, releasing you from that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three. Boy, I'm seeing the backside of Venus, okay? That's what we're taking the energy away from right now. So let me swap what I'm doing and switch it. So this is the backside of Venus. Remember, you don't see the backside. So here we go. The dark side of Venus. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Now we'll do the front side that you normally see of the planet. You know, naturally it can turn, but I'm just looking at what we don't see right now, okay? So here we go. Front side, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. A little more energy there. So, front side and the back side. And, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me. You know, you say, well, something like, you want the top half or the bottom half of something, you know? Everybody picks the top half. So, anyway, kind of going sideways here, but we do have the front and back. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. And someone wrote in that Mercury is bothering people. You know, it does its thing that it does all the time. You know, I hate to get into it too much, you know, because I don't want people getting nervous or scared about, you know, being, you know, affected, because maybe they're not feeling it at all. But maybe you could clear us from Mercury.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. I'm just thinking, geez, you know, there's a car name, you know, form product, you know, Mercury. Interesting. I don't know what to do with that. Anyway, just a thought there. Let's go back to you.
Okay, so today is the 6th, of course. Yesterday was the 5th of May, and someone wrote in to say they had on their calendar that was the day Jesus ascended. So I was wondering if you could perhaps clear the numbers from yesterday for us, too.
Okay, so we'll clear that. And I don't have any confirmation on whether he did or did not, but we'll clear the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. So I'm going to take away the energy, since you mentioned Jesus, of you know, people thinking that he was baptized, okay? I'm not going to clear away your baptism. That's on the website. But what I will clear away is the keywords that you got connected into about him being baptized, okay? And we'll also clear away the energy of John the Baptist. So here we go. Let's release these energies from, you know, first to the Jesus one of Bible talking about his baptism or something. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. Remember, these are keywords that connect to you. So releasing those, whatever you read, know about, or don't know about, heard about. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. And that looks like it's pretty good. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Gee, I hadn't thought about
it. Yeah. I'll answer the other part of the actual baptism that the city had. That was just the stuff about that. Now we'll do the one for the ascension part. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, back to you.
Do we need to clear that John the Baptist energy in any other way, like on our baptism clearing or anything else, Ron, since you said that was heavy? That's someone I, of course, learned about being raised in a religion, but never have thought of in years.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
Okay, maybe what you just did is enough.
So this will be your choice, people, with something similar to what we're talking about. Baptism, keywords, information about that, why you should have that. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Well, this is heavy stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that felt really, really good. We have a couple of questions, but I first wanted to just go back to this planet thing and remind people that you have a clearing called planet-star disconnection. And I was wondering, Ron, if you've said in the past, oh, that's an important clearing for right now, would you say that it's a good one for us to run or purchase if we haven't purchased it already?
I would say so, because of all the stuff that's going on, it's always good to get that stuff cleared off of you. And I guess the next few days it's going to be pretty heavy with many things happening. So I heard there's an eclipse happening too, so you better, you know, you may want to clear this stuff off of you. But do your own research and see, and people are affected by it. For myself, it doesn't really relate to me at all. I don't, you know, one day is just like the other. It doesn't really hit me that hard. But, you know, you may want to do that if you're sensitive to these different energies. Then, yeah, because they are putting controlling energies to you. That's what they do. That's why you're affected by them, because they're doing mind control signals, patterns, whatever they're doing to you to control your body. And maybe even your thoughts, naturally, and maybe the words that you're talking about or saying as you're in communication with people. So, I guess if we could see if anybody went to the expo and if they have any comments on it, that would be nice. If we get something on it, maybe they could write in something. That would be great, what they saw or what they had since coming to the booth, or what, you know, what, how they felt the people were or something. It's always nice to have a little comment. And also, if anybody felt a change, they had their pictures in the chamber, because you weren't there physically, but the pictures are there. So back to you.
Right. Judging by the emails we've been getting, Ron, not just from people who went to the expo, but people are writing in that saying they just found you on YouTube or something, or found your website, which, of course, that happens all the time. But I feel like there has been an increase these last couple of weeks in people writing in saying, you know, wow, I'm so happy I found Ron. I see I've been believing all the wrong things, and I've been doing New Age practices, and I feel so relieved and clear already just knowing this information. And it just, these emails feel like, that, wow, these people are getting it, you know, getting clear-headed or heart-centered, I should say, really quickly and finding you. So do you think that that's an accurate assessment, Ron, since the alien clear-out?
Yeah, very possible. You know, I would say that that's probably correct. You don't know what these aliens that look like humans are doing to people. And, you know, maybe they were the button pushers in some underground a cavern or something, or tunnel, whatever there, and doing things to people, and now they're gone, and people can kind of wake up. So if you are a newbie listener, I'd highly recommend doing that 2,000-year darkness barcode. It's a free clearing on the left side of the website. And, you know, just get your feet wet, and all those free ones that are there. And there's quite a few. Basically, if you have bad weather patterns, we have the earth and balance clearing and then the gray sky clearing. And the gray sky is what I think probably most people use. We just put up the earth and balance one, you know, maybe a year ago, I'm guessing. But the gray sky, I would say probably everybody listening tonight uses that clearing when they hear something coming into their area that may not be, you know, proper conditions for something. So. That's very good. But to do all the free ones, definitely kind of get your feet wet on them. At the expo, in fact, I had a couple of people standing in front of me. They didn't know much about anything about CLS. I said, I have a clearing up on my little monitor here. I had a little computer up, and I said, you want to try this here? They go, okay. So I already had a clearing up of something, and I said, I'm going to put on the oxygen. Clearing, alien oxygen clearing, and I think I just picked the gold one just to pick something. And remember the names, you know, the different colors we'll call it, are just there to pick a different frequency. Not that it's going to be a gold color oxygen, just we got to get something to indicate something rather than have an A, B, C, D, E, F, you know. That's, you know, anyway. So I put the gold one on and I hit the start button. Sure enough, you know, within 2-3 seconds, they go, yeah, I can breathe better. And so that's how quick it works. And what I will say, if you have a way to get a larger light beam up on your screen or maybe onto your TV, it really is not that complicated to do anymore. And with one of those HDMI cables, I just plug that in and you might get a really big light beam. And just leave it up and it'll give you more energy into your room. It may not be any stronger, but it'll be more because you're covering a larger area. So, anyway, so back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Someone wrote in and said, my face got red when you cleared the dark side of Venus. Could we please have a dark side moon clearing? It is a new moon tonight.
Okay, the moon is mooning you, huh? So here we go, dark side of the moon. And here we go. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's getting heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, Ron, could we put on the planet star disconnection after our names at the top could we write in a certain planet that we feel might be, I don't know, courting us or attacking us in some way?
Yeah, that could work fine. Sure, you could do that.
Okay. We had a request. I don't know if you want to keep clearing planets. We had a request for you to clear the planet Saturn.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Saturn, so do the dark side of Saturn that you're not seeing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in to say they're having trouble finding some clearings. I just want to say that the baptism clearing, the baptism barcode removal, is actually called alien baptism, and it's $50. And if you just type in the word baptism, it does come right up. And then the other ones they're asking about, shadow body and body blueprint, have not been put up yet. So that's why you can't find them. And we will announce on the radio shows are really the best way to get information about new healings. And as soon as those are available, we'll announce them. Okay, now someone has a very interesting question here, Ron, and I'm so glad she thought of this. Baptism, as we know, is for Christians, for many, I think, Christian religions. So this person's question is, the Chinese have a ceremonial, I guess, for the baby, roll red egg on head. I've never heard of that, but okay. And Jewish people have circumcision. So her question is the baptism for any type of ceremony for when you're born? In other words, if you're Jewish and you were circumcised, could you do the baptism clearing to clear that? Or if you were Chinese and had this red egg?
Sure, I would say that'd be good for ritual, yes, uh-huh.
So if there was some kind of near-your-birth ritual that you went through, you could clear that on the baptism clearing?
Yeah, it just indicate what it was that you went through. Yeah, very good, very, very good, yeah.
Yes, thank you, listener. That was a wonderful suggestion.
Yeah, I can probably say this here. I don't know if it's really politically incorrect. Well, it's correct for what I heard. So I'm in New York probably, I don't know, whenever we first went there, but a while ago, I'll just say maybe it's, I think maybe 08, 09 possibly. So I'm walking down the street with two of my friends who are Jewish. And so they're talking and they have this conversation and stuff, and out of their mouths, they said, you know, there was a rabbi that somehow got in trouble. This is going to kind of disgust everybody. I don't even know why I'm saying it. But anyway, he did a circumcision on a baby, and the baby got syphilis. So when I heard that, I go, what? So all I can assume is that maybe he used his teeth. And something happened that, you know, I just don't know. But that was actually in the newspapers back in New York. Kind of disgusting, but anyway, we can probably go on from there, but you did mention that a little bit. So some things are really strange. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, that is strange. And I wonder what the Jewish religion does for girls, if anything. Maybe they don't.
Oh, God. I haven't heard anything, so...
Lucky girls.
Jeez.
Right. We did have someone write in, Ron, about they had the picture of their cat in the light chamber, and she says that my cat is happy, lively, wants to play, and is very lovey-dovey. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do a clearing. let's see here. I'm going to do a clearing for your animals, but it's going to be a little different than you're thinking. So naturally, in a sense, we'll just say lightly that your animals take on stuff because, you know, you have problems and they take it on for you. So we'll just kind of assume that kind of is correct, okay? But let's now take off the energies that the animal has that somehow is corded to you. Okay, maybe they're coming to you for help. So here we go. So let's see what this does. So I guess I could give an example, like we'll just say your dog or cat has fleas, and you see them, and then all of a sudden you start scratching, not knowing why you're scratching yourself, okay? Just kind of making it lightly here. But remember, they could have energetic cords to you. So let's release those cords that are causing you a problem. So naturally, you may feel like you abandon your animal when the cords are released. And you can always put them back on again. But if you choose to. But here we go. Let's just see if you may have some type of modality or problem, and all of a sudden it goes away. And now you're going to know that your animal has that problem. So here we go. Releasing those energetic cords from the animal to you. They're cording you. So I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. I had to do another one. There's some animals out there that are courting their owners a lot. So let's just see if we have any comments coming in. Maybe you have a hip problem and your animal has a little hip problem. You don't know about it. And you go, wow, I'm feeling what my animal has now, and I better check into it. This is very positive. So let's release some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. That feels better to me here. And everybody, why don't you get up and walk a little bit? Just maybe take, you know, 20 steps. And just see if you have animals anyway. Just see if you feel better. And it's possible that if you had a deceased animal, it could still be connected to you energetically. And you could have a physical problem that your animal had or your pet. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. We have a question about the enlistment for next week. Is that for people who didn't recently enlist? You did it a few weeks ago. Or if you were enlisted a few weeks ago, do you need to do it again?
No, you do not need to do it again.
Okay.
So this is probably more for newbies, but typically you need to come on board so that you're accounted for. Let's put it that way. So that you're actually going to have the groups with you. What I'll do, since we have a little bit of time here, do we have anything else to cover besides the call tomorrow?
Well, we were going to talk about the New Earth transport energies. But we could talk about that tomorrow, too.
Okay. So what I want to do for everybody, I'm going to bring in maybe six different groups. We'll just see what happens here. So because we're in the U.S. here, North America, we're in North America. So here we go. Let's bring in the soldiers. That would be U.S. soldiers. There's a difference there. So here we go. They'll come into your room, and you're going to feel their energies. I'll probably have six of them come in so you can actually see what they're like, in case you're kind of wondering how they're going to be responding or reacting to you. You're not going to see them. Okay, so here we go. Coming in. And I'm prompted 10. And you can feel your room change a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the U.S. Super Soldiers, time-traveling soldiers. And I will just have them leave. And next I'm going to bring in the Russians. And here we go. One, I've got to write these down here so I know what I brought in here. So U.S. and now Russian. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now they're here. And we'll ask them to leave. Okay. Next, I'm going to bring in the Africans. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And next, I'll bring in the Polish soldiers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and ask them to leave. Let's see here. I'll bring in French. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to ask them to leave now. And we'll bring in, let's see here, Canadian. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and ask them to leave. And we'll bring in the soldiers from United Kingdom, the UK. Here we go. 1, 2, boy. They really want to come in. I'm getting, I don't normally get goosebumps. That's real interesting for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in the Jewish soldiers. Here we go. Israelis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see, what else do we have out there that's kind of popular? Well, there's so many. Let me see if we have anything coming through our Chinese. We'll see. They don't always want to come in. We'll try the Chinese here. They'll come in for us. Here we go. Chinese soldiers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, ask them to leave. And we'll bring in the Japanese soldiers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's bring in the Alaskan soldiers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And ask them to leave. We'll get ones from Mexico, so the Mexican soldiers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm sure there's, you know, probably, you know, at least 50 more I could bring in. Trying to see. Oh, let's bring the ones in from the land down under, Australian soldiers. So here we go. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And ask them to leave. We'll bring in the soldiers from Iraq. And then we'll do Iran, I guess. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Ask them to leave. And now the Iranian soldiers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Ask them to leave. We'll bring in the ones from the Philippines. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And ask them to leave. And the ones from Croatia. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, they're very similar to the Russians. Six, seven. They feel different, though. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, I don't know what else I could do, everybody, but I could do Brazilian soldiers here. Let's do that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So there's so many countries out there, but that's a good sampling. So the reason why I did this is if you're listening and you happen to be, oh, German, you got to bring the Germans in. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. There's a movie out. Let me think here. It's a brand new Michael Moore movie for this year. I'm trying to think of the name of it here. Where to Invade Next, I think, is the name of it. Very, very, very good movie. It's a documentary, and it's great. So if it's 2 hours in length. You all should watch it. It's very good. So I just saw it the other day. Okay, anything to add, anybody? In fact, we have the Amazon Prime, and so it was free to us. So I just thought I'd fill that out. Could be on Netflix. I don't know. So it's very, 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 very good. It'll just be an eye-opener for everybody. So
how about some Middle Eastern countries, Ron? Are they part of special forces as well?
They all are. Yeah, if you want to reach them off, if you have any that I haven't done yet, that would be fine.
Well, Saudi Arabia.
Okay, here we go. Bring those soldiers in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. We didn't even do India. I'll do Indian soldiers here. Ask those to leave that came in, Saudi Arabia. Soldiers from India. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And ask them to leave. One's from, looks like Pakistan I have here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Do we have anybody, any other comments out there? Sweden. So here we go, Swedish soldiers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's see, I guess soldiers from Austria. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, we got Romania. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So what you may want to do, everybody, Korean. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So what you could do is listen to this on an archive. And since we went through them so fast, Native American, what you could do is just put it on pause and maybe hold that space. We'll work on the archives three times for you. Just hold that space, maybe, you know, like 5 minutes if you want to sample each one of them. So they will come in three more times. So here we go. Native American, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, ask them to leave. They're leaving automatically after they come in, so I don't state that they're leaving. So I have a Polynesian, Hawaiian. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess from Mongolia here, we have one of those coming in here for another entry. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what happens is when we're going to be enlisting people, you may want to, you know, connect to maybe your genetic line possibly. You don't have to, but a lot of, I'd say probably 80% of the people will do that. So you can just pick one group. And normally you're in a unit of typically, I'll just say about a dozen soldiers. They will be typically around you, adding like extra protection for you because they're seeing things that you don't see, and you're their group, so they're going to give some added protection, you know, to you. We have Tibetan, so let's go here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you want to get a different group, you can. You know, they're all wonderful. But they have a little flavor, a slight change the way they feel. So for myself, I have about 50 Russian bodyguards that, might even be 100, the 50 or 100 that are with me continuously. So, that's another long story. Plus I have, a lot of the U.S. forces with me. So I have maybe 1,000 of them. Only what happened was I had to actually go out and save their lives after they've been terminated, and they just got on board and they're with me. So myself, I really appreciate the Russians. They're down to business instantly. We got Norway and Viking soldiers. Oh boy, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, those feel good too. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hmm. But anyway, you all had that experience. I hope you really enjoyed that. And you can just select which group you want to be with. You typically go to like a boot camp orientation, be taught how to use light to terminate aliens. Normally, the aliens need to confront you first, take away some type of free will, free choice, and then at that point, you can engage on them. So we're not out there just hunting aliens because we want to, you know, have a shootout with them, you know. They have to engage us first. And they're offered a chance to leave and to come into the light. And if they still come at us, then they're terminated. So that's the way it works. And like I've mentioned before, I have actually helped out aliens that, you know, are complete in darkness, who've had physical conditions, problems, maybe their mate had a problem or something. I have done, you know, I don't want to use the word medical, but I have fixed their problems, even though I'd be battling them the next day or something. I have actually fixed aliens that needed help anyway. So the light doesn't, you know, always terminate things. If something needs help out there, we will help them. regardless if they're complete enemies on us or not, you know, coming toward us. So anyway, that's what happens. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you. Maybe
5 minutes to go here, so.
Well, thank you for that experience, Ron. It was wonderful. I feel so very relaxed and peaceful after that. But I was thinking that for new people, if you would just clarify about the soldiers and their connections to countries, how, I don't know how, you know, well, you explain it, but they are from these countries, but what's going on, they're working with the light, and it has really nothing to do with what's going on Earth, on our realm, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that is correct. And so typically people who have lived from probably 500 AD to current, if they have been in a battle or know how to fight in battles, we'll say, they're taught how to fight aliens. So they're taken out of time, and their time is frozen. And from there, they're brought into the future and taught how to fly ships if that's what you want to do. You don't have to actually battle. You could do something else if you don't want to do that. But from there, they're taught how to fly alien ships that have been captured probably 21 to 2200, something like that. That could even be further than that now. But you're taught how to fight aliens using light as your weapon. So if you have a bow and arrow, you're older, a long time ago, and you knew how to, use a bow and arrow or a spear, well, that's a spear, bow and arrow. Well, now, since that's what you're trained with and that's all that you know at that time, that will be shooting out light. So the light will contact the aliens that are coming to you. Trying to harm you, and it will take them out. So the light's very powerful. So anyway, you could have a possible situation where you may feel funky. You could wake up in the morning if you're in a really rough battle and maybe you got terminated and I had to fix you. And you wake up in the morning, you go, man, my arm feels stiff or I got a headache or something. That's possible. I won't say it happens all the time. But that could be a reality that you're feeling down here, and it should go away, fairly quickly, I would say within a day or two. But that is a possibility, and you can always say, been here, done that, I don't want to do that anymore, and that's it, But most people, feel like, wow, I can finally get at these aliens that have screwed my life up, And if I am kind of feeling bad for one day, no problem. And a lot of people get recalled what they've been doing, in the night as you're probably sleeping. And it can happen in the daytime, too. So if you happen to be somebody who needs to be 100% always on your job, 100% alert, I would probably recommend not to do that in case something happens to you where you're not too functional in a day or two. So that's... what I'd recommend, probably don't do that. But if you want to have the experience, I can tell you that there's nothing like it. I've talked with people that have been enlisted in the past over, the years, and there's just maybe a handful of people that have not been taken off of duty. I see enlisted everybody, and these people somehow, without my consent or knowledge, said I want to still enlist, and they somehow were able to go into the back door, and they're out there fighting still, and they say, yeah, very rewarding for me. So there's only maybe a handful of people that have been doing that. All the rest are decommissioned, and now they'll be put back online, but you need to come on the calls to have that done. So at least one call next week. So that's the conference calls that we have during the week. And you just pick the group that you want to have. I gave you a good sample tonight. And it's kind of your choice. And you can vote whenever you choose to. So back to you.
That's wonderful, Ron. Does a country like the one that came to mind for me is North Korea, they're kind of, in their own world, and they don't have a lot of contact with the rest of the world. Are, for instance, there North Korean soldiers in the with the time-traveling soldiers?
Yes, yes, there are. I'll bring them in. So here we go, North Korean soldiers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go.
Well, someone wrote in, this is a long-time listener, that I think it was right when you told us about the aliens getting cleared out. They did, they were aware of something that they did as a soldier, and it's quite interesting. I went on a reconnaissance mission where the aliens were blocking out the time travelers' messages from their ships. We set up a communications tower on Lookout Peak and blocked out some of their communications from their command post and counteracted against that blockout. So it was a telecommunications recon mission. So that's very interesting. That person was able to really be aware of what they were doing.
Yeah, that does feel correct to me, yes.
Right, yeah. So thank you very much for sharing that, listener, because we like to hear those and share them. Okay, so it's pretty much time to say goodbye. I just want to remind everybody that the call is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Ron has said that, yes, you can be absentee on the call, which means if you pay for the call, you'll be on it. And if you can, it's great to come on at, you know, 5 or 10 of 10 a.m. and just check in and say, hi, Ron, I'm Joe and I'm here. But you don't even have to do that. If you've paid the $30 and Ron has your receipt, then you will be included on the call. Is there anything else you want to say about tomorrow, Ron, before we say goodbye?
It'll be very interesting. So
okay.
It'll be fun. So here we go, everybody. I'll do the mind to heart drop. Just got a couple emails here for the alien call, so we'll be sending those out shortly here. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, to abandon your spirit, to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop those thoughts to your heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Your spirit's doing this here. We have to expand your spirit to do this. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same station, same time. And we'll go to the light shift tomorrow. And it looks like it'll be the 7th, so we're going to have a birthday party. So anybody born in this month will go to the food court. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.